It is time for us to get an update on the forecast. At least there's one thing that's been constant, and it's the fact that we've had weather. Good morning, Pat.
Yep, and following right in suit, sun and clouds. We're in the mid-80s today, mid-60s tonight. Saturday and Sunday, hazy and humid. There could be some showers and thunderstorms each afternoon in the middle 80s. I want to tell you that if you go east of the Connecticut River Valley, there's going to be little, if any, showers at all. So the best chance is really a western Connecticut on west, north, and southwest.
I never go inland. East. I never go east of the Connecticut River.
Okay, well, so you're safe. Mid-80s, Monday, hazy, humid, some thunderstorms around 85 to 90, and right around 90 again on Tuesday. So hot weather early next week, no doubt about that.
So I felt it yesterday for the first time. I went out yesterday morning, and I didn't have a light pair of pants on. They were pretty, you know, they were just normal pants, and they weren't summer pants. And I had, because it was a little damp, I had a low-cut turtleneck, all right? Well, and I had on the way home, I'm missing a package from Amazon, so I stopped at the local post office, right? But I had to walk because there's no parking spaces to it. I want to let you know, I was sweating so much by the time I got back to my car.
I could see that. I don't know what you're doing with a low-cut turtleneck on. Even if the temperatures are staying in the 70s, that's a little too warm, Marshall.
It always seems like a t-shirt, but it wasn't yesterday. It was horrible. So I have to tell you about my package. I ordered two pair of sneakers, right, from Amazon, and it's being delivered by the United States Postal Service. It meant to arrive Monday, so I get a notification that it's at the post office on Monday. No delivery. Tuesday, no delivery. Wednesday, no delivery. So I call the post office, and they give me the tracking number and say, oh, yes, it's at the post office. No. Yesterday, no delivery. So I go down to the post office on the way home. And a nice lady there was looking for it. I had all the tracking number, and her tracking numbers didn't show it coming in there. So then I called somebody else that I know who works at the post office, a local post office, and I was given a reasonable explanation. What happened probably was things that are shipped by Amazon on the United, you know, like to the postal, all go in a big bag, and then they're coded. And when that bag arrives, everything that's supposed to be in that bag is coded as have arrived there. My package, which was for Salisbury, Connecticut, probably went to some other town named Salisbury someplace else. And it wasn't put in that package. So it showed up as if it should have been there. It wasn't there. And it'll show up probably within the next month or two, when it finally makes the rounds of all the Salisburys. But in the meantime, I have no sneakers. So I call Amazon. They're very apologetic. They're not going to charge me. They're going to send me two new pair of sneakers and gave me a $15 credit. I said, are you going to send them by the postal service? She said, yes. I said, well, I hope they get there. I hope you put them in the right bag.
So you made out.
Well, it's not really made out. I mean, I kind of did, but I mean, I'm still without new sneakers, and I needed them very badly. Because with my foot conditions, it bends the sneakers in the wrong way, even though my feet were fixed. And so about every 3 or 4 months, I need a new pair of sneakers. So.
Gotcha.
But anyways,
you should, always have, I mean, here I am lecturing Marshall. You should always have more than one pair of sneakers on hand, though.
Well, in theory, I was on the second pair, so I ordered two more pair.
That's what
happened in theory. But anyway, and it's not the post office fault. It's someone in Amazon who just put it in the wrong package, big thing to send it out. So it's probably sitting in somebody's house named Marshall Miles in Salisbury, Maryland.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I actually got my stuff this week earlier. They said it was coming, I think, either Wednesday or Thursday. I got it on Tuesday, so, and from Amazon. And that's pretty good, you know, considering, because since this virus hit, you pay for Prime, you know, Amazon Prime. But meanwhile, nothing's coming in 2 days.
Well, that's what I said to the people when I spoke to Amazon. I said, you know, I've been a Prime member since 2009. I said, there's a lot that's been purchased in the past 12 years. So that's why they did what they did. So sooner or later, I'll wind up with an extra pair of sneakers, but I don't know when, how long it'll take. And the woman in the Salisbury post office, I don't know her name. She was terrific. She was terrific. She did everything she could to find them. I give her a lot of credit. But anyways, so that was my exciting day yesterday, Pat. That was it.
That was it. But you know, that's a point there. I mean, the fact that you pay for Prime and you're not getting your deliveries within 2 days, don't you think there should be some sort of a credit there?
You would think so, but it's Bezos. I don't think so. Bezos or whatever his name is. I don't think so. But anyways, we used to have a lot of shoe stores. There was Saperstein's. There was in Canaan. There was a place. Now there's no place locally to buy a pair of sneakers. I never used to have to buy sneakers through Amazon. Now I do because there's no place locally. I'm not going to get in the car and travel 40 minutes to buy a pair of sneakers.
Right, right. Yeah, right. All right. And you can't. You're right. And with the virus and everything like that, it's not working out. Right.
Oh, well. So you're going to have a good time up at the cabin this weekend. And
I don't know about the good time. I got a lot of work to do, but I hope to get it done, and that'll be it.
I think you'll have a good time up there, and then you're going to go out to that dinner, right?
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. Of course, it's outside, providing it doesn't rain.
Yeah. You'll get the dinner in. You'll have fun.
I hope so. It'll be the first time in a long time. So I'll let you know how that works out.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend, Pat.
And you do the same.
And I'll speak to you on Monday.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.